Dozens of Durham school employees rallying for better pay.
We got to take a stand for what we believe in.
WRAL is there live and shares their concerns as they wait to see what's next for their future paychecks. Then, classes canceled for a second day after a threat against Wake Christian Academy. What police say the student threatened, prompting the alert.
Spring-like temperatures come with spring-like showers. I'm tracking the timing for your weekend rain and where the heaviest fans will push in.
Then, why you might have to start paying out of pocket for weight loss drugs.
Right now here at 7 o'clock, quite a bit of green on the radar. As you can see behind us, our northern counties getting the brunt of it tonight as we take a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. And this trend will continue into your weekend. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. Yeah, get used to seeing something like this. This is a live look at a wet Chapel Hill. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a timeline on when you'll see the heaviest rain, Kat.
The rain tonight is moving out. It really isn't going to pick up and be heavier until we get to the weekend. I'm thinking Saturday night especially. That's going to be the timing for the heaviest rain as this cold front gets closer to us over the weekend. We had a band of showers out ahead of the front that moved through during the day today. It's now impacting our northern counties with just a few sprinkles from Wake County Point south, but the bulk of the rain is along and north of I-85. So some pretty steady rain moving through Henderson right now on the north side of town in Durham. They continue to see the showers. Rain moving out of Chapel Hill, and we'll continue to see this rain lifting to the northeast over the next several hours. By 9 o'clock, it's only a 30% chance of a shower, and overnight that chance goes down to 20%. Not a whole lot of rain during the day tomorrow, but you could see a few spotty light showers. That heavy rain that I told you about, that could approach a bit later in the day on Saturday, and that could even come with a thunderstorm Saturday night. I'll have a closer look at how this system is likely to play out on future casts coming up and when near normal weather for January will return.
Thank you.
Tonight, a large turnout of Durham school employees demanding more pay and transparency from district leaders. A rally you see here unfolding outside a closed-door school board meeting, which is still going on at this hour. And here's the message we're seeing from a lot of those workers. You read the sign, "Don't play with our pay." WRAL's Carly Haynes is in Durham, live there, speaking to those workers. And this is about more than pay, Carly. These folks also saying they want a seat at the table.
That's right. They want transparency, Dan. And as you said, that open session hasn't started yet. It was supposed to begin 30 minutes ago, but that board is still in a closed session right now talking about personnel matters. This is just a glimpse at some of the turnout outside, but I want you to take a look at the turnout inside that meeting right now. A lot of people sitting in red. The board is about to come in there. A huge turnout. There are even more employees and parents on another part of this property, and we were talking hundreds of people coming out here today. They're waiting to hear if we get an update about how much classified staff should expect to be paid for the month of January. DPS administration has already told staff tomorrow's paychecks are going to be based on the revised amount. That means lower, and tonight the board will likely be updating everyone on whether funds can be allocated to get those staff members a second check that brings them back up to their original pay for this month. But we are speaking to classified workers earlier today at a rally about how much this cut has affected them.
So far, I have taken about $300 pay cut off of my salary alone, and I have some co-workers who have taken up to $1,500 pay cut, and they've had over 29 years of experience, and they're dropped down to like a step 7 or a step 12, and it's not fair, it's not right, and everybody's experience counts.
You know, other questions that are still up in the air right now is the future of the chief financial officer who's currently suspended with pay, and then also what future pay is going to look like. Back to you.
Yeah, you start messing with people's money, you're going to hear about it. And they're hearing it tonight. Carly Haynes, live for us in Durham. Thank you.
Tomorrow's classes are canceled again tomorrow for the second straight day at Wake Christian Academy after a threat was called in last night. And that's not the only threat that interrupted learning at a Wake County school today. Administrators at Wake Christian Academy learned that a student had called in a threat to the school, stating they were going to hurt themselves and others. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. All they'll say about the student is that they are no longer enrolled at the academy. In a letter to parents, the school said the decision to close today and tomorrow was made for the safety of the school community. Law enforcement treats every call, whether it's credible or a hoax, as if it's real, because lives are at stake. And students at Wakefield High School were evacuated while officials investigated a bomb threat today. The front office received a phone call with the threat this morning. Out of an abundance of caution, students went to the football field. After about an hour, once officials said it was safe, students were allowed to return to class. We are working to learn if charges will be filed against the suspected students at both schools.
Actually, right now in the WRL Live Center, we are monitoring live pictures coming in. This is at Broughton High School. This is where Dr. Robert Taylor's community report is expected here. He's the superintendent of Wake County Public Schools, 100 days on the job. The report expected to include the items now on your screen. This is a snapshot of what we've been able to see from those who were walking in. They saw this on their agenda there. So work to close persistent gaps in student outcomes. A, B, equitable practices across the district, strengthen and expand efforts to retain current employees. And then that last bullet there, better recruitment practices. Also, one of the main topics that we're expecting to hear from Dr. Taylor this evening is about safety and security. Those are two items at the top of everyone's mind, parents dealing with this every day, the students dealing with it in class over a series of issues we've been reporting on over the past couple of months. Our Aaron Thomas is there this evening. He'll be reporting on this. That 100-day report for the new superintendent for Wake County Public Schools. Back to you.
More to come. Mark, thank you. Wake County investigators believe the four suspects you see here are being charged now in a string of break-ins that targeted high-end homes, and they're connected to a South American theft ring. The suspects now face 226 charges in all. Investigators telling WREL that burglars broke into more than 20 homes in Wake County going back to December of 2022. Security camera photos from one of those break-ins last month. This is it here. You can see them dressed in all black as they made their way into a home in the gated Alpine Creek neighborhood. Search warrants reveal a possible connection to a Chilean organized crime group operating across the country.
Their method of operation is very consistent in other jurisdictions. And with the information we're getting now, it points and directs to a larger organization, which may be behind it.
Investigators say these suspects got away with jewelry and precious metals, high-end items valued at $1 million from just one home that they hit in Wake County.
Wow. New tonight, the man suspected in a Johnston County nightclub shooting last weekend is in custody. The sheriff's office says Noah Rosa surrendered himself to detectives around 2 p.m. today. He faces an attempted murder charge and is in bail without bond. The shooting happened in the parking lot of the Junction near Benson early Sunday morning. Investigators say Rosa shot Alan Pasquale, who was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries.
A lot of people talking about these big changes coming to the state health plan. It will no longer cover prescriptions for weight loss drugs. That comes as of April 1st. The plan's governing board, they had decided last fall not to cover any new prescriptions this year, but now they voted 4-3 today to end coverage of existing prescriptions as well. WREL Capital Bureau Chief Laura Leslie was at the meeting at the state treasurer's office.
We're talking about popular weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Saxenda, also called GLP-1 drugs. The state health plan leaders today said they've tried everything they could to keep those drugs available for people who really need them for medical reasons. But they said the drug maker has been unwilling to negotiate, and meantime, it's breaking the bank.
I think that whatever issue we're trying to address is only going to get worse financially.
State Treasurer Dale Falwell says the state health plan is already in deep financial trouble. It's expected to run out of money by 2026 unless changes are made. Weight loss drugs like Wegovy cost the plan more than any other drugs, 10 cents of every dollar it spent on prescriptions last year. The number of members using the drugs went from 5,000 members at the start of last year to 25,000 by December, and it was projected to keep growing. Anything the health plan proposed to limit that growth was rejected by the drug maker Novo Nordisk. If they implemented any limits at all, the state would lose its rebate on the drug, making it even more expensive. When the state health plan voted anyway to stop covering new prescriptions, it lost the rebate. So covering existing prescriptions will now cost $54 million more this year, unless Novo Nordisk changes its mind. Falwell said the drug maker has basically refused to negotiate.
I don't think they really have any interest in helping us solve our problem long term.
Artis Watkins leads the State Employee Association. She said it's wrong for one company to have that much power.
That a company that produces medication here in Clayton, North Carolina, and in Durham, North Carolina, turns around and puts a price tag four times what it is in most of the rest of the world. That is an insult.
Board members said they could reconsider or reverse their decision if Novo Nordisk and pharmacy benefits manager CVS Caremark are willing to renegotiate the price of the drugs. We received this statement from CVS Caremark spokesman Phil Blando, who put the blame squarely on Novo Nordisk. Drug manufacturers need to stop dragging their feet and agree to offer their medicines at a fair price to North Carolina's public servants. Laura Leslie, WRAL News, Raleigh.
And more on this story. Just minutes ago, a spokesperson from Novo Nordisk sent us this statement saying, quote, denying patients insurance coverage for important and effective FDA-approved treatments for obesity is irresponsible. We urge Treasurer Dale R. Folwell and the North Carolina State Health Plan to reconsider this decision and put patients first. We should also say another caveat. Plan officials say that they will continue to cover the drugs as directed by doctors for patients with diabetes.
First Lady Jill Biden will make a stop in Raleigh tomorrow. The visit comes as part of the January 26th North Carolina Biden-Harris kickoff fundraiser. She is also making stops in South Carolina, Florida, and Texas for similar events through the weekend.
The Panthers are making moves, all right? The Carolina Panthers, they have a new head coach now announced today. Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Dave Canales will step in. This is according to multiple sources. Canales will be the team's seventh head coach since owner David Tepper took over as owner in 2018. That wasn't that long ago, seven coaches. On Monday, the Panthers also hired Dan Morgan, a former player, as the new general manager.
It's being called gas station heroin. And tonight, products with this dangerous drug are being pulled off store shelves. What prompted a voluntary recall just ahead? Plus,
everybody in town knew him. Everybody in the county knew him.
What?
A large showing of support for a volunteer firefighter whose service to his community stretched even farther than his 60 years of service. That story is next. Today, a big turnout in a small town to honor the passing of a volunteer firefighter. Howard Hale, otherwise known as Pee-wee, passed away on Monday with more than 60 years of service to Scotland Neck Volunteer Fire Department. As WREL's Heidi Kirk reports, his impact extended far beyond the fire station.
A blue Chevrolet parked at the corner of Main Street. This is where you'd find Pee-wee Hale several days a week.
Everybody in town knew him. Everybody in the county knew him.
Today, his truck sits empty in the same spot, just days after his passing. People lined Main Street to honor Pee-wee's 60 years of service at the Scotland Neck Volunteer Fire Department. He got one last ride in his truck of choice.
I'm just glad that we're able to send him off this way. It was one of his requests that he wanted to have a fireman's funeral and be carried home on the fire truck, and we were able to make that happen.
It was his friend Tim Hopkins who helped restore the 1930s fire truck he calls the Diamond T to drive his casket through the center of town.
I'm going to be privileged to take him on his last ride.
Fire Chief Debbie Hopkins remembers him for his dedication to the department and the people of Halifax County.
We don't have people in town that much during the daytime, and since we're all volunteer, and he'd be the first one on the truck. Him and one of our other firefighters would be the first one on the truck.
As the firefighters hang up his coat one last time, they're grateful for the way he brings them together, even in his absence.
I think it has brought the fire department closer. Everybody's pulling together, so he can be the spotlight today.
Heidi Kirk, WRAL News, Scotland Neck.
A wonderful tribute. And in addition to the processional, there was a private funeral for family and friends this afternoon. Pee-wee battled cancer for many years before his passing.
Some products containing the dangerous drug thionineptine are being pulled now from the shelves in North Carolina. It's not regulated by the FDA, but some companies are still manufacturing and selling it. You often see it in convenience stores and in gas stations, but it's also been linked to a rise in overdoses. On Tuesday, the FDA announced products sold by the brand Neptune's Fix were being voluntarily recalled by Neptune Resources, LLC. The FDA saying that anyone who possesses that product should throw it away immediately.
You know, social media is buzzing with concerns about lead in these. They're popular Stanley tumblers. It seems everybody is buying these days. If you've got one, you're going to want to look at the bottom. If this protective disc is in place, you should not have a problem. Under that disc is a lead weld, but Stanley says it does not contact liquid in the cup and isn't exposed on the outside unless the cup is damaged. Stanley says damage that would expose the lead weld is rare, and if it happens, you can submit a claim for a replacement under the lifetime warranty. So, Dan,
take a look.
It's the smaller circle on the base of it. If that is damaged, then you know that there could be some lead exposure.
These things are a phenomenon.
I know.
I mean, they are everywhere. Everyone I know has one. So
Yes. Huge amount of revenue for the company that's been coming in just within the last couple of years. Total phenomenon. You're right. Kat, do you have one of these?
No, I'm not that cool. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not that cool. But I have a water bottle that I use every day. And I think that they are, they're cool looking. Nice handle there. But glad nobody's health is at risk for the most part, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very heavy. So let's talk about tonight. You know, it has been a dreary day. It's been warm. It's been muggy. It's been rainy for many of us tonight. It stays that way. We really barely are going to see temperatures budge overnight. Our lows only in the mid-60s. It's about 30 to 35 degrees above normal, but we keep that kind of dreary look outside on the WREL live camera network. The roads are still wet in most places, but the bulk of the rain, that band that moved through that was steadier earlier, is going to move out of here over the next couple of hours. It's near the North Carolina-Virginia line, and we just have these patchy areas of light drizzle that are going to pass through the triangle. 68 right now in Raleigh, 68 in Durham, 68 for Fayetteville and Clinton. These dew points are in the mid-60s. That's the number you see on the right, and that's a measure of moisture in the atmosphere. The higher that number is, the more muggy it feels outside. And these numbers, you know, at times today, dew points got in the 70s, and that's all the way in the steamy and tropical category on the muggy meter that we use in the summer months. So this is very unusual for January. This weekend, it stays pretty humid Saturday, not as much Sunday, but we do keep in a pretty good chance for rain, Saturday night especially. The flooding risk does have us under a low risk for flash flooding on Saturday. I really think that 2-inch total would be west of us. We'll keep an eye on that for you. But let's talk about the setup. For tomorrow, we'll have a front nearby, and that could generate a stray shower. With all this tropical moisture in a front nearby, you really can't rule out some drizzle and mist. Otherwise, the big area that we're watching for Saturday is this one right here, and that brings the better chance for rain as low pressure and a cold front starts to move in Saturday evening and night. Perhaps a stray rumble of thunder. This could linger into the early part of the day Sunday. Models today pushing it out a little faster, so we should see some improvements later in the day Sunday. And check out the mountains. They're going to see a lot of melt of the snow that they saw last week at the ski resorts. They could pick up just a little bit of snow as we head into Sunday, though, on the backside of this system. So they're going to need it. Good news for them. And then behind the cold front on Monday, it's going to feel like January again. We're going to be back near normal. High temperatures drop back into the 50s next week, low temperatures in the 30s. But still, of all of next week, only one night where it gets down to freezing, and that would come on Tuesday morning. We'll stay pretty mild through the weekend. Next week, we have a small chance for rain Tuesday night into early Wednesday. I will say, looking at the long-range pattern, though, it looks like we'll be warm to start February. But as we get toward the middle of the month around Valentine's Day, we could see a flip back to cooler than normal temperatures.
Okay, Kat, have you noticed that everybody has an opinion about these warm temperatures? That's either people love it or they're like, no, I don't want the humidity yet.
I'll take it. No complaints here. Thanks, Kat. It's almost time to celebrate both Black History Month and the Chinese New Year. We're going to highlight some of the events happening in our area if you're looking to get out and about this weekend.
Sticker shock forced Cumberland County commissioners to scale back the design of a planned performing arts center in downtown Fayetteville.
The redesign was needed to cut some costs after the estimate soared to build this new center. The Crown Event Center will be built in the parking lot of the Cumberland County Courthouse. The 3,000-seat performing arts center is losing its outdoor terrace and speakeasy bar, but will keep its revenue-generating VIP section. County commissioners say having a performing arts center in the heart of Fayetteville is a long-term investment in the community.
We're looking at probably an 8% increase, which could easily be over $1 million in the food and beverage and the local occupancy tax coming up every year.
And the Crown Event Center is being paid for with that occupancy tax, as well as the food and beverage taxes and revenue expected to be generated by that facility. The Voice of a Generation will be one of the last to perform at the Old Crown Theater.
Bob Dylan is bringing his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour to the Fayetteville venue on March 18th. Tickets go on sale beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow. This weekend will mark the official kickoff to Black History Month in our state.
Yeah, you can also have a chance to celebrate Chinese New Year. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has some details in Out and About.
The 23rd annual African American Cultural Celebration is happening on Saturday at the North Carolina Museum of History. From 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., there will be performances, music, art, dance, and food. Admission is free. Harry Potter fans will want to head to Durham Performing Arts Center this weekend for a special concert. A live orchestra will perform the score during a screening of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Shows are happening all weekend. On Saturday, celebrate the Chinese New Year Festival at Dorton Arena. The event will include music, performances, and food from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. WRAL anchor Renee Chu will be emceeing the event. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
It's going to be nice. I mean, if you can put up with a little humidity, a little rain, I mean, the weather, temperature-wise, can be really nice.
By the way, Dan, this is the year of the wood dragon with the zodiac, you know, the Chinese sign.
All the dragons.
It's your favorite of all the dragons?
What does it mean to be the wood dragon?
Full of energy,
okay.
Intelligence, success.
Right here. There you go.
I know. Can you tell?
Thanks for
having
us tonight. You're the wood dragon.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.